always agree, Dave, but you've never been more wrong than you are right now.
What?
Seriously.
You're a Looney Tune.
No. Seriously.
Why do you hate cookies?
I don't. I love cookies. I mean, and that's the point. I want to eat my own cookies.
I don't. I'm not saying anything there other than you just heard it. Andy hates cookies.
I know. I don't. I love cookies. Listen, here's the question that is all over social media right now. Which Sesame Street monster would you rather be stuck on a deserted island with? And the answers are Grover, Oscar, Cookie Monster, or Elmo. And there is one clear choice, and it's not Cookie Monster.
What? Who are the others? Of the other three, who'd you want? Oscar, maybe?
No.
Because he'd be fun?
No, he wouldn't be fun. He would be so annoying. Like, I can't take that criticism over and over again. Elmo, I'd want to wring his neck.
Yeah,
would
throw him right into the ocean.
Yes.
Right. So you're going to pick Grover?
Grover, 100%.
What does Grover bring to the table?
Okay, Super Grover? Have you not heard of
What is a Super Grover?
It's when he wears the helmet and he's got the cape and the mask.
I remember now. Yeah,
Super Grover!
No, that's cheating.
No, it's not. No, that's a real thing. And it's not a different Grover. It is Grover because he is super. He's got a lot of enthusiasm. He's less annoying than Elmo.
Enthusiasm. That's what you need when you're on a desert island.
He doesn't eat as much as Cookie Monster.
No. You know what you need on a desert island? A little Muppet thingy that's covered in cookie crumbs. And look at it this way, too.
Because you gonna
lick him? Well, maybe at some point we'll get to this. Because you're going to have to eat whichever character it is. And just...
Wait a minute.
And eventually he's going to run out of cookies. So you're going to have to eat the Sesame Street character.
You're eating him?
And I picture Cookie Monster as being a big chocolate chip pinata. Like you bite into his belly and just these little chocolate chip cookie bits come falling out. You'll live forever.
Now, granted, Cookie Monster might taste better than Grover, but I am not eating any of these Muppets. Dave, they're Muppets.
I apologize to any kids who are going to have nightmares because of this, picture. Grover? You're ridiculous.
No, Grover's the guy. He's Super Grover. He's going to be able to build a campfire, and keep us warm. We'll go fishing.
With Grover?
Yes, Grover, because he's not going to eat the fish, but he'll catch them for me because he's super.
Super Grover!
How's it going to work?
In the loony bin.
I'll be over here
with my pound of cookies.
215-263-6700. There is a right answer. Who would you be stuck on a deserted island with if you could choose? Would it be Grover, Elmo, Oscar the Grouch, or Cookie Monster? 215-263-6700. We're going to check in with our weather kid. Probably is brilliant. Mm-hmm. Christian Tornetta is a second grader at Holy Cross Regional. So, Christian?
Cookie Monster.
No!
Christian, smart. Why would you pick the Cookie Monster?
Cookie Monster has cookies.
Favorite kind of cookie?
Chocolate chip.
Yes. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Andy.
If you could choose one Sesame Street Muppet to be stuck on a deserted island with, who are you choosing?
Super Grover! Definitely. And Cookie Monster, come on, really? All he knows how to do is eat cookies. How's he going to get you off the island?
That sounds like the best deserted island ever. No one's around, just you and cookies? Come on.
Cookie Monster puts the dessert in deserted island.
This is
true.
XTU, good morning. Who's this?
Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. All right, so you're on a deserted island. Are you choosing Grover, Oscar, Cookie Monster, or Elmo?
I'm choosing Elmo.
Why? Why would you do that?
Because he needs to keep you happy. And when was the last time any of you have watched Sesame Street? Super Grover is not soup anymore. Super Grover, works through letting the kids figure out the dilemma. He's going to be no help to you whatsoever.
Yes, you are exactly right, except for that whole Elmo thing.
Yeah, but Elmo's going to make you happy. You might want to punch him in the face 50 years later, but he's going to make you happy the first 3 weeks you're there.
Thanks so much, Jennifer.
Love you. Love your show.
Hey, David, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. All right. So, David, who do you want to be on a deserted island with?
Andy and Grover.
Wait, no. Hold on.
David,
no.
Take a fly. We're not going to be there long. It's all good.
See? Super Grover saves the day.
No.
Again, what did the Cookie Monster do? Get a little bit larger and sitting there. Like the rest of America. We want to be on the island with Grover. You guys are awesome. Thank you and have a great day.
Thank you so much. You too. All right. So we're going to go to line two right now because Heather has a different point of view. All right, Heather, if you're stuck on a deserted island with one of the Muppet characters from Sesame Street, who are you going to be there with?
Oh, definitely Abby the Magical Fairy.
Oh.
I don't know Abby the Magical Fairy.
She's relatively new for you, Dave.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does she come with cookies? Yes. Then no.
Well, she comes with a magic wand, so you can pretty much get whatever you want on a desert island.
Yeah. I think this is the answer to win all bets. Abby is the one you want to be with.
Abby wins.
Happy.
Absolutely.
Yes. Happy Abby. Happy Heather. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Love you guys. Love your show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.